My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially 100 days away from Chiefs NFL kickoff, Thursday night football. I am so, so excited. Crazy. I don't know about you ladies, but I am so ready. 100 days, which means tomorrow I get to start my Chiefs players countdown from 99.
Oh my gosh, so
I'm going to have a special number 99 for our countdown starting tomorrow. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, 100 days away and excited to be back with you ladies. So I'm your host, Lexi.
I'm Chrissy.
And I'm Jody. Hey, y'all. We missed y'all last week. We still have one of us who's lingering a cold. Top right.
I wonder who that's going to be.
You just see her go on mute.
That's not at all obvious.
Oh, that's why. But yeah, last we tapped into it, we're getting into the schedule. I know we're probably almost 4 weeks by now. We've been busy, y'all. If we haven't had time to do a deep dive into the schedule like we wanted to, but now we're going to.
We've had some good special guests, so
yeah, it's been a ball.
Yeah.
A lot of you guys are already commenting. Please talk to us, give us your thoughts, give us your schedule prediction. If you can't type in here, go ahead and type on Kingdom Queens, hit us up. We'll tell you our thoughts about what your predictions are too. So I mean, we got 18 weeks of football, guys. And I guess if we include preseason, it's 20. And then if we include us making it all the way to the Super Bowl, it's 24. So we got a lot of weeks of football to talk about here. So yeah, let's just dive right into it.
And I want to say when we make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, right? Running it back to back. So let's kind of get into the preseason schedule, which is hilarious because I haven't looked at it until right now. I'm actually kind of excited for the first preseason game.
I like our preseason, actually.
Oh, I actually want to go to it. So our first preseason game, and of course, these are not going to be in our score prediction, y'all. But our first game is the Saints preseason.
Mm-hmm. I love because we have Tyrann Mathieu and Colin Saunders there.
I'm actually just going to say the three games that we have so we don't have to take too much time on this. So we have the Saints there week one preseason. We go to the Cardinals, and then we come home to the Browns, which should be quite interesting. So y'all don't have to necessarily give a record prediction for your preseason thoughts, but I think it's kind of interesting. I like that Saints game.
I like the Saints game, just because it seems like we do have a lot of tie-ins to the Saints with our players who have, coming on. Mm-hmm. That Browns game, though, I still have a lot of really intense feelings about that team. Yeah. So I'm going to keep it positive. And I'm not going to go into it.
Man, what if the Browns get D-Hop?
No.
Absolutely not. If he wants to win a ring, you don't go to the Browns.
I don't think he wants to win a ring.
Did you guys see that post from today? The past, since 1997, who's won the AFC North, and the Browns Every single other AFC North team has a helmet in there. The Browns do not have a helmet. They have not won the AFC North.
The team with no name?
No.
The football team? Is that what they call it?
No, that's Washington.
Well, yeah. But.
Oh, yeah. I meant on the schedule release video.
Right. Oh, they just look like a helmet.
The helmet. Yeah.
I like our preseason games. Like, preseason isn't a lot to get excited about, but I think with how much we just all love, and not just us three, but just fans in general, we all love the preseason because it gets you excited for the regular season.
Yeah.
So seeing, like, we have the Saints, which I'm excited because we get to see some of our past players. I love Colin Saunders. I love Tyrann Mathieu. I'm excited to see them.
What about Noah Sorensen?
Oh, Dan, please.
And
I was telling some Saints fans, I was like, y'all are really like a mini AFC West down there. Like, what is
they happening? Are, right?
Derek Carr. I'm like, come on, guys. Like, what's happening?
Totally. Yeah. Okay. And actually, I'm excited to see how he does. So
I am excited.
That one's in New Orleans. So I'm excited for that one. I like that. And then we go to the Cardinals. And I love that because we were just there for the Super Bowl and won. And then we get to go back to that stadium and win again, I'm sure. So
terrible
in the preseason, which doesn't matter. But, you know, I love that. And then at home versus the Browns. And I don't love the Browns, but we'll get to see Juan Thornhill. And, you know.
Who's been really vocal on Twitter.
He's the only Browns fan excited. And it's crazy.
It's like, Juan, calm yourself, please.
He's like, you're either in or out. Pick. I'm like, yeah. Ooh, but I think I would want that from my player.
I would too.
I mean, like,
I would too.
All he knows is a championship mentality. So,
right. I think Browns fans probably really like him. I feel kind of bad that he's like, I don't know, like he has
Chrissy has like the coolest raspy voice right now.
No, it's like Phoebe Buffay.
That's like, what I was gonna say.
My stinky, stinky shoes.
All right, that's
Chris reference if y'all don't get that.
We're transitioning. We're going to go ahead and dive into the real schedule now. We're not going to spend too much time on the preseason, but if you're anybody like me who hadn't looked at it until right now, now you know the three games that we play. So let's get into it. Lexi said it, 100 days until the season starts. Banner night, football in America starts with the Chiefs.
Of course it does.
All is right in the world.
All is right.
All is right in the world. So just for y'all listening, what we're going to do, we're just going to talk about every single game, and we're going to say whether it's a win or a loss, and then we're going to give our schedule prediction at the end. So the first game of the season at Arrowhead, Thursday, September 7th, 7:20 p.m., against the Detroit Lions, who I think are actually going to be pretty good this season.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit, they were an interesting team to watch last year because they had some really high scoring games and they had some firepower under them. So I think it's actually going to be a really good game. I do think the Chiefs pull out the W because I think all around they're a better team. But I mean, I can see Detroit putting up some points, you know, just if they continue that over from last season. So, yeah. But win, yeah, Chiefs win. So,
well, yeah. And I don't know if everyone remembers, but the last time we played, Jared Goff was on the Rams.
Oh, that like 53-51 game.
That was like one of the highest scoring regular season games ever.
Yeah,
so. Oh, it was a
classic. The same players.
However, I don't think this is a hot take amongst Chiefs Kingdom. I do think it's a hot take, maybe about, like amongst the NFL. But I do think our defense is going to be potentially top 10 this season. And I think a lot of our young players are really, really going to click. You know, like Justin Reed's on his second year, and he's a more of a veteran guy. And then you have all of our young players that just won a Super Bowl. I feel like they're all going to click a lot better this next season. So I think it's going to be a good game. I think Detroit has a good offense now. They do have some players
like six that are suspended.
That are suspended due
all
to
those gambling.
Are gonna get killed.
So, Jameson Williams, like one of their best receivers,
yeah,
is going to be suspended, and that can get interesting. So he's one of their best players. That's like having one of our top receivers suspended for a while. So, you know, I don't know for sure, but I do think it's going to be a good game. But I have us winning.
I have us winning too, mainly because they have so many people suspended. I do think that once they get all their players back and as the season progresses, they will have a winning record this year. And I do have them potentially making the playoffs this year too, which, I mean, their last year ended so good. It sucks the way they're starting the season because it's kind of a momentum killer. But I do think that they will have a decent season, and I have that as the Chiefs' first W of the season. Banner night, we win.
Yeah.
So week two, we go to Jacksonville. This is September 17th. We play at noon. It is going to be 255 degrees. They're going to have us in the sun. We're going to be on the sidelines. I think our guys, they do have a little bit of a long week because they play on Thursday and then play on Sunday, but they are traveling. What are your thoughts about Jacksonville?
I think this is actually going to be a really good game. I think we were talking earlier how Jacksonville has this game circled.
Yeah.
Jacksonville's a great team. They were underrated. They were underrated last year. And like you said, we beat them twice. And we also beat them with Patrick on one leg and Chad Henne having to, the thing about this game is, like, I know you mentioned the weather, but summers in Kansas City, they are hot. They are humid.
Yeah.
And if this summer is anything like last summer, I actually went to Florida last summer and it felt better in Florida than it did in Kansas City. So it's very possible that the weather won't be as big of a challenge as we are anticipating. But it's still Florida. It's still humid. It's still hot. At noon, like you said, going to be right in the sun all day. But I think the Chiefs are a better team. And sometimes I feel like Trevor Lawrence starts out a little slow. Like, I think sometimes he overthinks too much at the start of a season, and that causes him to make more mistakes than you would typically see from him towards the end. Because if you saw towards the end of last season, it's like he was really coming into his own. I wonder if he can – I don't feel like he's going to ride that into the next season. I think we're still going to see a little bit of ups and downs from him in the beginning of the season. I think it's going to be more trying to figure things out with players and all that. So,
but yeah. They didn't lose a lot of people either, right? So they didn't lose a lot of people off.
No.
Now
I just feel like they were more inconsistent than they were.
We did steal their right tackle.
Yeah, sorry. They'll be all right. But I mean, other than that, like, I still feel like they should figure out a way to be able to. I agree. I think they start off a little slow, but I don't think it takes them long to click it off.
No, and I still think it'll be a great game. Like, I don't think it's going to be a blowout or anything. I think these will be close. This will be a close game.
Yeah.
So I was saying to Jody and Chrissy earlier, I follow Trevor Lawrence's wife on Instagram, Marissa Lawrence, and she was doing like a little Q&A on her Instagram stories. And someone asked her what game she was most looking forward to this season. And she said Kansas City. And then they said, why Kansas City? And she's like, well, we've had it circled ever since we knew it was on our schedule. And I think as Chiefs fans and as we just know, like, we are becoming that team that everyone circles on their schedule. We're becoming the Patriots right now, Patriots of the past right now. With Tom Brady. And I don't say that just to be like, oh, we're all high and mighty, whatever.
No, we are.
I mean, that team. And
we are the
Jags twice last season.
Sure did.
Pretty well. And considering that Mahomes was injured during our playoff game versus them and still beat them, I think, like, and I love knowing that we're circled on their schedule. Like, I love knowing that the quarterback's wife is like, yeah, this is who we have scheduled. And it's a week two game, but it just makes me all the more excited for that game. I saw a lot of people. So we did a little, we had a tweet out on our Twitter on Kingdoms Queens page. And then Chrissy and I tweeted it. And I think Jody tweeted it too, where we were asking everyone what your predictions were. And I saw a lot of people having us losing to the Jags. And I think it could be one of those like random losses we take this season. We'll get to our predictions later on in the show, but I do think it could be one of those weird losses we take because they have us circled and because they take that to heart and we're going to their house. So you never know. But I think the Jags are going to be a good team. We did take their right tackle. I don't know who's filling in at right tackle for them, but
I have us beating the Jags. I do think it's going to be a tough game. I think that's the game that kind of makes us finally click. Not saying that I don't think we're going to take Banner Night seriously, because we definitely are. But, I mean, the Jags are a playoff team. They're going to make it back to the playoffs this year. I have Trevor Lawrence being the MVP of this season. So, I definitely think they're a team that we're
That's a hot play. Take.
I do. I put money
on him. You do. You bet on him, didn't you?
I bet on him during the draft that he's going to be the MVP this season. So, I think that
– You think over Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah. Just because, like – And we'll talk about the Eagles in a couple of weeks. And what I mean is by like literally in a couple of weeks, so in a few minutes. But I think that this is Trevor Lawrence's breakout year. Like, I think he finally got a taste of it last year. He has a great coach. I mean, his defense is, we'll see. But that offense is still going to be on all cylinders.
Yeah.
I think we win this game.
I think we're also.
I think it's like by a field goal.
Right. I think we can't forget they also have Calvin Ridley this season.
Yeah.
Who I think is going to be huge.
He's going to be active finally. Yeah. Real big.
We'll see how he is. We'll see. I need to see like actual tape of him before I did, like,
and that's not
excited about him.
You're not wrong. And it is week two. So it might still be a little rusty at that point. But he's a great.
But we are having a. It is a long week for us, like I said. So we play on Thursday and then play again on Sunday. So it is about a 10-day break there. But I think that we get it together and we go down to Jacksonville and we win. So I was being 2-0. All right, week three is Bears at Arrowhead. 325.
I will start over Christy because I don't think
she can. It's thundering at my house. It is thundering.
Oh, I know. It's about to start thundering here too, I think. So
you probably are getting the storms that we had earlier. I was
probably
trying not to get my car hailed on. That was fun.
Probably.
She's like, dogs, please, Jesus. But no. Bears at home. 325 on Sunday.
Wait, Bears are week. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Week three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Week three, Bears. I know what you're going to say, so I'm not going to cut in there. For me, it's a win, and I actually think it's going to be a good win, and this is my theory on it, is that Patrick Mahomes has that pettiness still in him this season, and I think he was passed up by the Bears in the draft. The Bears took Mitchell Trubisky. Got their number one pick. I think they had number one pick, right?
Yeah.
So they passed on Patrick Mahomes. And I noticed when we played them, I think it was last preseason, he's like out there counting touchdowns.
Was that preseason when he did that?
Was it? Or was that a few years ago?
I feel like it was a couple years ago.
That might have been a few years ago that he did
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Either way, I think he has that pettiness in him.
Oh, yeah. And I love Petty Patrick.
He's like, no, but you guys passed on me and you had the opportunity to have me. And I think he's going to go put on a bit of a clinic against them. So I think we win that one.
Yeah, I agree. I think I do know the Bears, like they did sign at what seemed like a million people this offseason, right? Like it's crazy, but I think it takes more than one off season to be able to compete with teams like the Chiefs. Do I think it's going to be a good game? Yes. Do I think it's going to be a blowout? Absolutely not. But I do see this as like a 10-point win, for the Chiefs. So I don't consider 10 points a blowout. And so, but yeah, I expect like a 10-point win for the Chiefs, I think, on that.
So I'm definitely different. If y'all could have seen me literally 5 minutes before we went live, I was struggling to figure out our wins and our losses. But the more and more I've been thinking about it over these past few weeks, I actually have us losing to the Bears. I think that they have done a lot in this offseason. I think Justin Fields is that guy. I think last season, and I feel like I just said this about Trevor Lawrence, but last season he got a taste of like what almost winning felt like in winning games that they probably shouldn't have and being so close to winning so many games and losing. And then they really went after protecting him this year. They went after that O-line so he can stay off the ground. They really beefed up their defense. I think the Bears, they're not a playoff contender. But every year the Chiefs, we do that one game that we shouldn't
lose. You think this is going to be the Colts?
Why did we lose this game? And yeah. I mean, technically last year it was week three against the Colts.
I was going to say it was a week three game.
It was.
So I have us losing this game. But if we win this game, I'll tell you which game we lose as we keep going through the week.
So you have like your alternates.
I'm like, if it's not this one, it's this one. This is where the L comes from. So I have us at 2-1 right now. Y'all have us at 3-0.
Yeah.
All right. So the next game, which finally.
We'll see. Knock on wood.
Sunday night football against the Jets. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. Finally. Fingers crossed. It is at MetLife in New York, New Jersey. So this will be an interesting one. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is living his best life. Okay.
He looks happier than he has in a while.
He looks like the happiest, like...
He's got a haircut.
He's living his best life.
He's been working on his skin. His hair is flowing a little bit better. Like, put down the mushrooms, picked up the tequila. Like, he's living his best life right now.
He sure is.
Well, I still say old Aaron Rodgers is not the Rodgers of old. So, as in... Mr. Old, 39-year-old. I feel really gross saying that because I'm 34. But he's not the legendary Aaron Rodgers anymore. His game has definitely fallen off. I'm not saying he can't make throws and stuff, kind of like Brady. Like, he still had some random throws and whatnot. But I just don't think that – I mean, you look at the Packers and what they did the last few years. They took the receivers from the Packers and they just went to the Jets, like, basically. So it's just like – I don't see how, if he couldn't throw to them in Green Bay, why it's going to make any difference for him to throw to them at the Jets. So
I mean, he has a better coach. I will agree to that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't buy it. I don't buy all this Aaron Rodgers hoopla that they've been throwing at. It's like been a reality TV show, which is, I don't know. I don't think this is going to be like that big Mahomes Aaron Rodgers matchup that everybody's been wanting for seasons. I think it's going to be a huge letdown. So, hot take. We'll say that's my hot take.
That we've been clamoring.
By a mile. Chiefs by a mile.
Chiefs by a mile.
By a mile.
I actually think I'm with you, Chrissy. I think this is going to be. And I just said this for the Bears game, but I think it's going to be another Mahomes kind of clinic. And I say that because Aaron Rodgers is one of Patrick Mahomes' favorite quarterbacks. That's who he says he grew up like looking at him as his inspiration, right?
Yeah.
And so I actually think he's going to go out there. And again, Mahomes plays his best versus the best defenses.
Yeah.
He really does. And so. I think he's going to do very well. And I think it's going to be a wake-up call for the Jets fans. However, I do think the Jets are going to be a better team this season because I do think they have a really, really good team. They just don't have a quarterback that was great. And, I mean, they beat the Bills last year. They have some juice in them.
They have a great team this year.
Right. So I do think they're going to be a good team. I just think Mahomes is going to do his thing. And I think it's going to be – not as close of a game as people think. And that's, I think, our smallest spread. I know, as Jody said, did we touch on this at the beginning where you said we are favorited to win every single game in sports betting?
I didn't say it on here, but yes.
I think we said it off air, but.
We literally favorited to win. And I think that's the biggest jinx of like.
It is, but I think this is our, the Jets game is the smallest line. It's like a one.
It's a one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're favored by one.
Yeah.
I have us winning this game too, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to muster up whatever old man energy he has left in the tank. And he's going to try to go all out. One, because this game is in New York. Two, it's Sunday night football. I'm like, good days. Sunday night football. Everybody's going to have all their eyes on us. They're going to be glorifying him. And this game is going to be focused solely on Aaron Rodgers and not the Chiefs, which is totally fine.
And that's why I think it's being like a.
I do think like Miko Hardman gets a touchdown. You know, like.
Oh, well, that's fine.
It's going to be like one of those types of petty games, and then we win.
Okay, but here's.
I think Rodgers overdoes it trying to be that guy.
Oh, he's going to throw like two picks.
My theory for this game is it's going to be like the 49ers regular season game last season, where we just like put up 40, 50 points.
Yeah.
And the Jets do okay, but they're not. I feel like it could has potential to be one of those like 15, 20 point games.
I don't know. I'm not that confident.
That's my theory.
I gotta see training camp first.
Bookmark me if you want, but that's my theory.
Okay, this is why we do this so early, so we can come back and laugh at ourselves.
We're gonna do this all again. So.
We will.
But yeah, like today, I'm like, man, I gotta see training camp. I don't see us like blowing anybody out, but like the Raiders. And yeah, I do think we win. I definitely have us getting the win. So I have us at 3-1. Yeah.
The Raiders don't even have a quarterback right now because Jimmy G hasn't passed his physical. So
right. We can touch on that later, but yeah.
Same. But no, I mean, so far we'll have played the Lions, the Jags, the Bears, the Jets. And I think all four of those teams are gonna play us extremely tough and hard. So it's not like we're gonna be easy coasting through all these games. Like I feel like their defense. The defense on these teams are gonna, show our offense what's up.
Yeah,
I still think we win.
What's up?
Absolutely.
Week 5. I'm actually really excited about this game, like a lot. Chiefs Vikings in Minnesota. This might be like one of the games I'm most excited for this season, just because I'm a huge Jordan Addison fan and I love Jettis. And then Kirk O'Chains, let's see how he does. This is a 3:25 game. It's not a noon game. And y'all know how Kirk O'Chains is during noon games. So, yeah, it's a primetime game. We'll see how that goes. So, thoughts?
I think it's going to be a really great test for our secondary against Jefferson because we all know what Jefferson can do. He is phenomenal. And so I think if our – sorry – if our secondary,
you need some water.
Secondary, ran out, so I'm struggling. But I think if our secondary can stand up against Jefferson, and like they had the tests last year against some really great wide receivers, Jefferson's gonna score. I don't see that he doesn't. But I think our offense is better than the Vikings defense. And I think that is what it's going to come down to. Cause I, like you said, I think Jody said earlier, or maybe it was Lexi, one of you two, I don't know. I think that the Chiefs will have a top 10 defense this year. And so I think like, yes, the Vikings will be able to score, but I think our defense is going to hold them to maybe smaller chunks and maybe one big chunk play and more field goal types scoring, and the Chiefs offense will just do what the Chiefs offense always does. Cause we just haven't found, knock on wood, a defense that can figure out how to stop Mahomes. So Mahomes and Kelsey.
Right. I don't think that's going to be the Vikings defense.
I don't think so either.
You know, they struggled a lot last year, and what have they done to even improve this season? I don't feel like it's a lot. And I feel like they took Jordan Addison kind of out of spite this season and being like,
yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much for it.
Oh, I know. I do too.
Because so much for it. A Chiefs so bad.
Yeah. We wanted him so badly on the Chiefs. And I feel like they kind of did that like, well, that's kind of the best player available. Let's take him. But they didn't need him.
No.
And
I feel like some people just took wide receivers like that because it was leading up to the time, and they're like, oh well, we can't give Mahomes these wide receivers, might as well take them, see what we can do.
And I think the Vikings are really strong on offense. I think our opinions on this could change as the offseason goes. I think Dalvin Cook might leave there, which is a big thing for me because he's a really, really good running back.
Yeah.
I think he stays maybe one more year.
He might. And
then because they're not going to be able to go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. He absolutely might. But I just think they haven't improved on defense from what I've seen. So I think it's going to be a battle of the offenses. Maybe could be like similar to the Rams from a few years ago.
That's what I think.
It's really high scoring.
I think it's going to be.
I disagree. Oh, man.
I think it's going to be exactly like that. I think this is going to be probably one of our highest scoring games of the season playing them. I don't think their defense is going to do much. I do think we're going to have a top 10 defense. And I actually was just talking about this in the space yesterday. I wholeheartedly believe we're going to have a top 10 defense, but I don't think they're going to click. So maybe the bye week.
And
I always take this time for our defense to.
But we have most of the same young guys out there. So that's why I don't think we're going to be who we necessarily ended the season with. I still think like we're going to be better than we started last season with.
Oh, I think our defense will be. I just know they have the best wide receiver in the league, and then they also added Jordan Addison. And so I do feel like
it has Dalvin Cook.
How much is Jordan Addison going to play? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, I think our defense is going to be great. I don't think they're going to be that great by week five. I think they'll be okay by week five.
I think it has potential to be a loss. I have it as a win right now, but I do think it has that weird potential of being it's a random loss.
That's my other L. If we don't lose to the Bears, I think we lose to the Vikings. So that's where my L's kind of switch there. Yeah. That's where they rotate. Because the Bears are at least at Arrowhead versus the Vikings game is there. And I think that, first of all, that stadium is. And then
their stadium's crazy.
We're gonna sell it out. I don't know. Like, I don't think Kirk Cousins is that great, but I think he has a really great offense.
He reminds me a lot of Alex Smith, though. Like, I feel
very much Alex.
Like, I don't say game manager in like a derogatory way, because I think sometimes that's just what you need. Like, if you have a guy that can help you win, but they may not be the most like eye popping, like explosive quarterback, that doesn't mean they're bad. They manage the game and they go out there and they do what their team needs them to do.
They should win their division with the offense that they have. And if they don't, they need to replace him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at. Like, that team is so close to being one of the top teams in the NFC with everything that they're building around him. And if he can't do it, like, who's their backup? Exactly. I could Google real quick, but I'm not, because I haven't seen
it. I mean, I guess they could get like a rookie next season.
Yeah, because there's some good quarterbacks coming out next year.
Yeah, but I don't know.
So I have it as a win right now. But like I said, if we if we beat the Bears, that could be our other. So that's where I'm at. Okay, so the next three games are really interesting.
This is my
least favorite weird stretch.
Least favorite part.
Yeah. We go into our division run right now. So we have the Broncos week 6 at Arrowhead.
So
Thursday night football, right?
Yeah, Thursday night football. I think it'll be interesting to see what Denver looks like under Peyton's leadership. I think towards the end of last season, they started kind of realizing how they should be using Russell Wilson. They needed to be using him more like Seattle did, where he's running more. But I almost wonder if Russell Wilson doesn't want to have to be that guy, because they didn't do it for so much of last season.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about. I know Sean Payton is a fantastic coach and he loves Mahomes. He wanted Mahomes. He studied Mahomes. So I'm not so much worried about Denver's offense. We already know Denver had a fantastic defense ironically did get blown out a lot for being as great of a defense they were, but I think they were just on the field so much they couldn't keep up. So like, I think that this will be a good test for our offense because of how much Sean Payton
knows how
he just has studied Mahomes and how much he loves him and respects him. I think he may be able to maybe throw a wrench a little bit and into Mahomes' game. Now, do I think that Mahomes will figure it out? Yes.
Yeah.
He'll figure it out. Our offense will be great. It'll be fine. But I think it could start off a little shaky in that first quarter maybe. And we're just like, what the heck? Like, we're not doing anything. but I still think the Chiefs come out with a win that game. So
I totally feel like it could be kind of similar to that Raiders game at home last season where we started out and the Raiders were up 17-0 on us. But it was also like I knew we weren't going to lose. It was kind of like a weird, like, okay, you're up 17-0, but like, no. Like,
for real. We're not losing. Yeah. Not at home. Like, be for real. Yeah.
So I do agree. I think, like you said, Chrissy, Peyton loves Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. And I think he's going to try to show, like, he's going to try to do something where it's like, okay, we're going to try to get this revenge on you guys. You haven't beaten us in 7 or 8 years
since
now.
Before my children were born.
Literally.
It's crazy. And I have an 8-year-old.
That's crazy. That's a crazy, isn't that crazy?
I love it. It's
I love that.
This particular one at home, I have us winning against them.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really interesting because Denver did go out and they got a lot of weapons this offseason. They spent a whole lot of money and they brought in a lot of weapons. Now, their defense is still going to be top five. That is very sure. I don't know what they're doing on the offensive side, though. Their receivers are not that great still. That doesn't mean anything. There's still a whole lot of time for everybody to go out and get more pieces for their team, but their receivers aren't that great. They still got Jerry Jeudy, but I mean, for now, like, they were trying to get rid of him. So, you know, we'll see if he's actually there then. But yeah, I definitely think that we win this game. And I'm actually just going to talk about week 8. I think we split with the Broncos. So I think we win at Arrowhead and I think we lose.
That's what I have too for us. I think
after week 6, I think Peyton's going to be like, all right, this is what we need to do to adjust. This is how we can go and get them. And it's at home.
This is exactly what I hate about our schedule. I wish to God, because this is exactly what happened last year. We had two games between the Broncos. Now it's one game. And I think exactly like you said, I think it's going to be, we beat them at home. They're going to be so fired up and mad, and we're going to be like, whatever.
Right.
I think we're going to go in there. I think we have a chance of winning, but I have it as one of our losses at the moment because I do feel like they are on such a mission to beat us after all of these years. That's why they got Russ. That's why they got Sean Payton. I feel like they're going to get that one win at home. It's going to be meaningless, but I feel like they're going to get that one.
And you know, you have to hand it to their fans. Like, their fans, they still show out to those games at Mile High. Like, they're not showing up. They're there. They're loud. They're having fun, even when their team's not good. So you have to give it to them.
You know how expensive they were?
Oh, my God. It was stupid. My best friend is a Broncos fan, and I was like, hey, what if I came out and we went to the Broncos game? And I was like, nope. Look, no, those prices are stupid.
You got it.
I still think we win both games, but I think that they will be tough games. And I don't think that means the Broncos are anywhere on the Chiefs level. It's just when you play a team so many times, you just tend to know them a little bit better. And it has gotten ridiculous how many wins in a row we've had against them. So I do expect these to be very emotional, high.
And I think it could fall into one of those like trap games type thing.
Yeah, 100%. It's the one before Germany too. The second one's the one before we travel to Germany. So it's like our guys could have so much stuff on their mind.
Absolutely.
You know?
3:25. So the first game is at 7.
It's Thursday night football.
And then we play
the Chargers.
Sorry. No, I was looking at the week prior. I was looking at the Vikings date and time. So we played them the first game, Thursday night football, and then we played them the second game 2 weeks later, CBS.
3:25.
Of course, Tony Romo. But at 3:25, so it's technically still a prime time game. So,
but you know what? You know, Josh Allen will be on the other side of that. So,
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You know, at that time of day, too, the sun is like, you know, their field is.
I hate that. Yeah,
so the sun is.
Is that the game that Sky? Is that the game Sky had all those issues?
Yes. Remember last year, it was like super dark on one half of the field, and then the sun.
No, we actually we were dominating that game, and then Mahomes got.
Oh, it's like we were up like 27-0. And then I think we got complacent and we're just like, hey, let's get this second
guy in. He was like, I can try some things. And then
that's exactly why I think we lose the second game.
Patrick, don't do that again, please.
He threw three interceptions.
It was disgusting. But my defense is good. You got to give their defense that credit.
Yeah, that's absolutely good. To where
they can literally make that adjustment in a third quarter.
And absolutely.
Anyway, so let's get to week 7 because, again, we are on our division.
Yeah. So Broncos right are week 6 and week 8, and we
Chargers have week 7, right? So week 7 is Sunday at 3:25. Oh, I don't know if we talked about this, but we only have 2 noon games this year. So we're either 3:25 or 7.
Right.
Or Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. So,
so we go from Sunday night football to 3:25. And then 3:25 again. So Chargers, what are y'all thoughts on week 7 against the Chargers?
I have the Chiefs winning this game at home. However, I think this is going to be another, like, everyone's hearts are beating out of their chest. We've got our Bibles out. We're praying with it. You know, we've got our heart monitors out, making sure we're okay. I think it very potentially could be an overtime game. Honest to God, I just do. We had that last year. It's stressful. They have a good team. They have a great team. Now their coach, he has a lot of questions about him and his time management and things like that. Do I think he's going to stop being the way he's always been? No. And I think that that could potentially be the reason why the Chiefs win the game. Now, I'm going to put this out there, and Chargers fans can hate me if they want. I really don't care. But just because the Chargers take the Chiefs to overtime, I still do not believe that they are on any level with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are a much better team. It's just they know us so well, and they haven't beaten us in so long. That I mean,
Texans, come on now.
Like, I know. It's just
overtime with the six.
Yeah, Jalen, let's do that again, please. Come on, Jalen. Just take it back.
Now, I will say something I find interesting. So the Dallas Cowboys, we don't play this year. But they have been known for putting up a ton of points in, like, a lot of their games over the
Dallas
past years. Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas, yeah.
And they're
puts up 30-plus points every game.
Almost every game. And their offensive coordinator was Kellen Moore. And Kellen Moore is now in the Chargers. Now he's the offensive coordinator. However, Dallas Cowboys put up, like, 30-plus points a game, almost every game, except when they played us last. That was 2 seasons ago, now that they played us. They put up, 13 points?
Yeah.
So I kind of find that interesting in to where Kellen Moore is going to be on the Chargers now as their offensive coordinator. And so part of me is like, what if we could kind of hold them to a small lead like that? Now, I do think
they're going to decline.
Against us, I think they could. I think they might be a good offense, but I think Steve Spagnuolo played their scheme really, really, really well.
Yeah, for sure.
So I kind of have this different outlook on the Chargers. I know we always go, like, neck and neck with them. We play them all the time. They're a very good team. We know that. Like, Herbert beat us in Arrowhead 2 years ago. So I do think they have a chance of winning. I do think it'll go down to the wire like it usually does. I don't see it going to overtime. I do see it being a heart-palpitating game where we're stressed and annoyed. But I do kind of think it could be one of those things where we hold them to lesser points. And I do have us winning this particular match.
I have us winning this game too. I think the Chargers are going to be a good team, but
that's just my theory on it.
I'm not that high on them this year. Like, they're a good team, yes, but the amount of hype that they get for achieving nothing.
Always.
Thank you. Oh, my God. You couldn't have said it better. Right. The amount of hype they get for achieving nothing.
I think we beat them.
Put it on a billboard. That was beautiful.
Can I say something? You know what's crazy is they were 27-0 up against the Jaguars.
Yes. And blew a lead and embarrassed.
Okay. I wasn't even shocked by that.
Okay.
I wasn't either. Chargers gonna charge.
If the Chiefs did that, we would not hear, or we would not hear the end of that
ever, no,
ever, ever.
We still hear about the Colts.
Like, everyone's blown that off for the Chargers. It's like, oh, they did that, but whatever. They're gonna be back.
Like, good job, Jacksonville. It's like, Yeah. They lost a 27-point lead. They still don't let us let go of that stupid Colts game forever ago where we gave up like a 38-10 lead. And I'm like, it has been years and you still won't shut up about it. But no one talks about that.
And I'm still hurt about it.
Unbelievable. I'm a little passionate about it, if you couldn't tell.
All right, so now we're traveling across the water because we're skipping. I think we gave our predictions on week 8 of Broncos game. So
yes,
traveling across the water, we're going to Germany. A lot of fans are not happy about this game, but it is what it is at this point, right? So we're just going to accept it. 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Kansas City time. Woo. The Chiefs and the Dolphins, and we are technically the home game.
Yeah. I act like I'm annoyed that the game is at 8:30, but I don't know how to sleep in. So, like, okay. But here's – I'm going to make mine short and sweet. I know. That's shocking. Chiefs are a better team than the Dolphins. I know they have Hill, and I know they have Waddle, but no one can convince me that Tua is him.
He's not. Sorry. They did get Jalen Ramsey. I mean, they did add to their defense because –
Jalen Ramsey got burned a lot last year, so that doesn't
– He got cooked, but he got paid.
I can sound like a 13-year-old troll when I say this. Travis Kelce owns Jalen Ramsey.
Sorry.
No, he doesn't.
No, I agree. And I think it's another one of those petty situations where a petty Mahomes comes out, and it's because I don't know if you guys recall this, but last season, every single – broadcast, we had to hear about Tyreek Hill not being on the Chiefs anymore.
Every broadcast.
Every single game we heard about that.
Gosh.
And we won the Super Bowl. And so I think it's going to be one of those petty games where petty Mahomes comes out, puts on a clinic over in Germany, and we win.
Yes.
Am I frozen?
No.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. Because y'all definitely went away there for a second. I looked up like.
You looked like it for a second, but I think you're good.
Okay. I was like, no.
I just keep looking out my windows to make sure like a bad storm isn't going to take over because my phone isn't working for my weather app. So I feel blind and it's really bothering
me. We're definitely like about to get a storm in Kansas City. So.
Yeah.
Well, the sun's out here now after we got hailed on earlier.
Ooh, special weather statement. That's what I was trying to find out. Finally loaded. It's fine.
We are in the basement because we're not ending this podcast.
I am in the basement right next to two windows. We're good though.
I'm your weathercaster, and look, this is where we are. This is where the storm is. It's coming.
And it's here. It's
when
here.
I was going into this game, the week before, I mean, okay. When I look at our schedule leading up into this game, we're playing some really good defenses and some offenses that know how to put points in the board. We're traveling across the overseas, right? And it's only 7 days. So it's not like we play Thursday and we're going in it's Sunday. So we're going to be traveling for at least 2 days, trying to get there, trying to get reacclimated. And then it's going to be, okay, now we need to study and practice and walk. And it feels like it's going to kind of be like Super Bowl week. I feel like they're going to be doing tons of interviews, all kind of stuff, just because nobody goes to Germany, right? So I'm taking all of that into consideration going into this game because I know that's what's going to happen. They are going to be fatigued. They're going to have jet lag, probably not going to eat right. Well, hopefully they are. And I still think we can win this game. Just because of coaching at this point, too, I think we have the better coaches. Yeah. I think our coaches are going to know how to prepare our boys better. I don't think Miami's team is going to know how to fully get them right for something like this, especially coming off of the Super Bowl where we had to learn how to juggle both.
Mike McDaniel, who looks like he's off
he's going to be outside partying with his wife, his cute wife.
And but a little vape like, pen.
Right? But I just feel like the team is going to be better prepared from, like, a coaching standpoint. Like, even if our guys aren't 100%, I think our coaches are going to whip them into shape and get them ready to go by the time the gets here. So I have us taking a win that week just because I think the Dolphins are going to get outcoached. She's looking at Thunder. So week 10 is the bye week. Week 10 is the bye week. So going into the bye, I have us – 5-3.
I have us 8-0.
You have us 5-3.
Yeah, I do. I have us losing to the Bears, and I have us losing to either the Vikings or – oh, wait.
I think you have a 6-2.
I have a 6-2. You're right.
You said potentially the Vikings, if not the Bears.
Yeah, I have a 6-2. Sorry, guys. Don't mean to panic.
I have a 8-1. Wait, we're going into week 10, right? I was 8-1.
Yeah, we're going to the bye is week 10, and then we come out of the bye going into week 11, Super Bowl 57 rematch. Fun fact, the Eagles will be on a bye week too. They're coming off of a bye week as well. So two teams coming off of a bye week for a Super Bowl rematch at Arrowhead, Monday Night Football, 7:15 p.m. Gonna be a thriller. Gonna be in October. Sorry, November. Wait.
November 20th.
What day is?
Monday Night Football.
No. What day is Thanksgiving? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
A Thursday.
Oh, what's the next game? It's the Raiders game.
Yeah, the Raiders. Yep. We play the Raiders on holidays this season. So.
Yeah, weird.
Thoughts? Anyway.
This is the only game so far. Well, not the only game, but this is the game that I have win/loss on it so far. Here's the thing. I think the Eagles are a fantastic football team. I do think Jalen Hurts is him. I think they have some fantastic offensive weapons. I think their defense is fantastic. Their D-line, their O-line, like they've got it, right?
And they got
And they're going to have – it's going to be high emotions for both teams. It's going to be prime time. They're both coming off a bye. So that's the thing is, like, I know Andy Reid is incredibly good off the bye. And we're playing against Andy's old team, the team we just beat in the Super Bowl. So, like, there's so many reasons that I want to say, yeah, the Chiefs are going to win this for Andy. However, is this game going to turn into a game like when we played the 49ers? And they hadn't played us since the Super Bowl. And they were like, oh, we want to go beat this Chiefs team. And then it was like we dropped 40 points on them and made them look stupid. So sometimes I think you can have so much emotion put into a game that you can play horribly. I think there is a chance that happens. But this is going to be the first game where I say the Chiefs could take a loss. So I'm not going to tell you, yes, it's a win, yes, it's a loss, because I'm like 50-50.
Yeah.
I think it all depends on how the players on each side handle their emotions.
There was a lot of smack talk after the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Granted, half of those players are no longer on our team.
I know.
But if they were, woo.
Yeah. So this game for me, I think a lot of people have us losing it, and I totally understand why. I think it's really like a revenge game.
Yeah.
In my mind, it's also a prove it game for the Chiefs because of how much crap talk there was and how much it was, you only won because of the refs in that last minute. I think people really forget how many really, really lucky calls the Eagles got early on in that game.
Bingo.
Nick Bolton had an entire touchdown on them a second time.
Yeah.
That was completely called back because of a pretty, it wasn't really a sure call to me. And I think if we would have lost, we would have reflected on that and been like, okay, you could say it led back to that. So I think there was that call. There was also a Dallas Goedert catch that was pretty questionable and I think still is questionable. So I do think, you know,
yes,
as much as people want to say that last call was lucky, I think the Eagles got two lucky calls and that was all in one drive that they ended up scoring on.
And there was a whole lot of
So I do think for me, I think this could go to overtime, but for me, it's actually a win. And I think that's because Mahomes and company, and I think a lot of our defense, a lot of our offense, who we do still have, is going to be like, look, we'd won that game fair and square. And this is our prove it game. Like, we deserved that. So that's my take on it. I think we win it.
I definitely have us winning this game. No hesitation. And it's at Arrowhead. Yeah, no. It's at Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah. At Arrowhead's going to be electric.
Yeah. Like, no. I have us winning that game. It's prime time Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Stadium's going to be rocking. Everybody's going to have their Super Bowl gear on. It's going to be, like, crazy. Like, I think, like, Eagles fans haven't really seen Chiefs fans. They think they did at the Super Bowl. They did not. They're coming to our house. We're going to get out there and start tailgating at like 10 a.m. I think it is going to be chaos. And I cannot wait. It's going to be cold. I have us winning that game, like, no hesitation. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I do think it's within 10, but I have us winning, and I have our defense also scoring in that game, too.
And Dez in our chat did say Butker had his missed field goal, which was that doink. Yeah,
he did. And there was a lot of holding that whole entire game. Like,
oh, yeah.
There was a lot. I mean, technically on both sides. Mainly.
But like, I thought the refs, I appreciated that they let both teams play physically to a point. And I think that's how football should be. You need to let the guys be physical. You can't call every little touch and poke and whatnot. You have to, I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah. So. And when you slow the game down, I hate kind of so much that they do replays, because when you look at replays and they slow it down, everything's a penalty.
Yeah. Well, like, it's like I say in soccer,
real time versus slowing it down and going back and watching, because everybody's handsy, everybody's grabbing. Like, of course, you can find a penalty if you want to find one.
Right. Now. And every single play. So, and the thing is, like, I say in soccer all the time, like, you never want the ref to make himself a part of the game. And it's the same in football. Like, if the ref is taking the game and just making it about him versus about the product that we're trying to watch on the field, that's the worst. So, like, you need to have it to where the ref, he is not letting the game get out of control. He's not letting it get out of hand, but he's also not just taking the games into his own hands and doing what he wants with it.
And I actually, as much as I despise that reffing crew from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I will say that, you know, it was Carl Sheffers. He didn't make that game about him.
No.
It was really a pretty fair called game. We got some lucky calls. They definitely got some lucky calls.
Right.
But it wasn't about the refs. It was a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even on that terrible trash field, it was a great game.
Yeah. Come on, Arizona, get it together.
Week 12, I'm going to speed this up a little bit. Week 12, Raiders. Our second game, and this one is in Las Vegas, also on Thanksgiving. I don't think I realized the Thanksgiving game was away.
Yeah, that one is.
Arrowhead West, is that really an away game?
I mean, I know, but I thought it was going to be an Arrowhead. So that means
No, that's the Christmas game. Christmas game's at Arrowhead.
New Year's, Jesus. Okay, so yeah.
Arrowhead. Hey, thanks, Jeffrey. We're under severe thunderstorm warning in Lee Summit. Thanks so much, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
I'm reading all the comments.
So here's my thing. Raiders, as of right now, they just took a backup quarterback to replace their starting quarterback, new starting quarterback has not even passed his physical yet. So that's fun for them. And no offense to Jimmy G, I think he's a serviceable quarterback. He is incredibly lovely to look at. Sorry, men. I'm going to say it. Sorry. But I don't see how he is going to make them better. I actually thought Derek Carr, I cannot believe I am saying this. I thought they did Derek Carr dirty, and I don't even like Derek Carr.
Oh, they did, for sure.
So they did him dirty. I don't think Derek Carr was a problem, and I don't think Jimmy G is going to come in and fix that. I think their coach is a problem. I think the whole team is a problem. I don't see the Chiefs losing either game. I'm just going to call it. I don't see them losing either game to the Raiders. So
Yeah, I have a sweeping the Raiders, too, even though they do have new partial owner, Tom Brady.
Oh, who cares? Just go throw your money.
Oh my gosh, you got a retirement and going on the field, relax.
Yeah. To keep it short and sweet, I agree. I think we beat the Raiders at home and at their home.
Yeah, I have a sweeping them too.
Yeah.
Week 13, the Packers at Lambeau Field. Everybody thinks the Packers are going to be terrible this year because Aaron Rodgers is not there. And that is insane to think, because Jordan Love is really good and they have some really great receivers this year. So what are your thoughts?
Well, real quick, so I can send her upstairs. Say what you want to say real quick.
Hi.
Okay. That was it. All right. Bye. Okay. So Packers, who's left?
They actually have a pretty
good team. That is hilarious.
they actually have a decent team. Like, it's not bad.
Who? Yeah. No,
they have that rookie from last season, Jordan Love. Like, is that it?
By good team, I mean, O-line is good and their defense is pretty good.
Like, who are they protecting? Who do they have? I don't even know who's on their team anymore.
Christian.
That one rookie from last year?
Who was really good at the back half of the year, who started scoring.
Okay, is that it?
Touchdowns every game.
Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's it.
Okay, have fun, sir. Enjoy your season.
But Jordan Love is not as bad as people are saying that.
I don't think he's bad, but I don't know.
Opportunity because of Aaron Rodgers.
I think Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, who are good, solid running backs.
He's old.
They are old, but so is Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Aaron Rodgers isn't there anymore.
And, I mean, technically, they have decent coaching. They have good coaching.
My friend Travis is going to kill me because he's a Packers fan and I'm just sitting here like hating on his team right now. Totally. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I just don't see it.
I was winning this game.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, no, I do too, obviously. I just don't see their team as even being good this year. I feel bad for their fans because they've had to listen to this Aaron Rodgers drama for the last 3 years. And then they've lost Davante Adams. They've lost MVS. They've everybody's just like, Davante Adams everywhere. I just don't get it.
Davante Adams should go back. He should leave the Raiders and go back.
Could be
a trap game. Like Darius just commented, could they upset us? It could be like a weird trap game.
I swear if that happens.
My predictions for a weird trap game, but I'm not going to go into the season with us losing these, but my weird trap games are Patriots and Packers.
Yeah. Patriots, I can see.
I could see either one being like a weird fluke.
If that happens against the Packers, I'm gonna.
I don't predict it that way, but I think it could be like, a Colts game.
I try to stay positive, but that will push me over the edge.
So we all have us winning Packers, right?
Yeah.
Week 14 is where it gets spicy.
Yeah.
Bills at Arrowhead, 3:25. It's gonna be cold.
Yeah. So while I think Buffalo is still a very good team, they do tend to downward trend towards the end of the season. I feel like Josh Allen gets too desperate. He throws too many picks. He has too many fumbles. And they just lose that what they started off the season looking so high-powered with. If they could keep it together, I could see it being a loss. But as of right now, I don't see the Chiefs losing that game, especially at home. So I say it's a win.
This is one of those for me where going into this podcast, I had us losing it. And the more I think about it, I'm like, I don't see that.
Yeah, I had it as a win-loss, and now I'm just like, nope.
I said so many mean things about Josh Allen yesterday.
Yeah, she did.
I can't wait till we actually get to that week.
I know.
I said so many just not nice things about him. And I believe everything that I said.
I think it's going to be close.
Like, I think their window is passed. That's my hot take.
Literally. Like, I think their window is passed. I think ESPN is weird for saying that they're going to get D-Hop, which you have Stephon Diggs.
Can you imagine what
Diggs would go well?
Oh, my God. That would go so bad. He's already complaining about targets. Can you imagine?
He's already upset because he's like, give me the ball.
Yeah.
I think that
not only is he not as great as a quarterback as he used to be, he's a cheater. No, I'm kidding. But I'm not actually really.
Like, he gets a lot of yards, but what does that do you?
Yards is not everything. Okay, he's a dual threat quarterback and he runs. So what? Like, you also.
He makes a lot of mistakes.
High number of interceptions.
And fumbles.
You also fumble a whole lot. I don't think this game is going to be close. I don't even know how his injury is going still from last season.
Oh, I think it'll be close, but.
I don't think it'll be close. I think we win by like 7.
I think it's going to be similar to that. What was it? Not the AFC, like the really big AFC championship game, but the one from the year prior.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more like that. Honest to God. As of right now, obviously.
You think it's going to be 13 seconds or the year before that?
No, year before that. Year before, when we went in and it was just like, whoa, Kansas City. Okay.
I mean, that's how I envision this game going.
And I did not feel that way when I made these notes like a while ago, like last week before, I got sick. But like, I thought this was going to be a potential game and the like lost game. And the more I think about it, the more I'm just like, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
I mean, and I do, Von Miller should be back and healthy by week 14, right? But I still don't know how much of an impact he's going to make coming off of two ACLs. Like what? No, I have no faith in them. I definitely don't have them winning their division this year. I just don't have nice things to say about the Bills. And I think
look at our defense around week 14. Look exactly. What's happening.
He's going to be panicking. He's going to throw.
No, I will say.
He's going to have a fumble.
That's the big problem. And that's not a last year problem. That's a every year problem.
To be fair, for the people who don't understand, Josh Allen was terrible before he got Stephon Diggs. I need everybody who does not understand to go back and to look at his stats. They were terrible. He was not good. And then he had an amazing season because he used his receiver. And then get on the same page.
Makes me a little worried because the Chiefs around this time week 14 last season, we got kind of complacent and we were really close with the freaking Broncos with the Texans.
Yeah.
But our game didn't count that Texans game because their coach had just been fired and they'd played whoever they played the week before really well.
Cowboys.
They played them really well. So I feel like they were not they finally were just starting to play for something at that point. I don't think that Texan game was as bad as people said because they played really well against us, I thought.
Very well.
Anyway, sorry. I know you were on a thing. I was just hold on.
No, my tangent's over. I just think they're terrible.
I know Lexi was saying them in.
I was trying to be, but.
Me and Jody keep interrupting you.
I
pretty much said what I needed to say. I just think we got a little complacent in that time of our schedule last season. So I hope that doesn't happen again. And that, offensively, exactly. And so I just hope that doesn't happen again. And that could be where I see us falling into a bit of a trap with it. Again, I think like you guys said, it's going to be seeding defining, right? So you're going to need to win that game.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I don't know if y'all actually paid attention. Our last five games are AFC games.
And we played the NFC a bunch at the beginning of the season and the past two seasons, we've played the Bills week 6 and we've lost, but I feel like playing them later on, it matters and we need those wins.
Well, and we play them when our defense is still figuring it out and then when their offense is still firing on all cylinders. And this time, we're playing them in the part of the season where their offense starts screwing up and then our defense is like, hey, we're really cool.
It's an arrowhead.
So, I can see it going either way. I do think we take the win, but I do see why, people have us taking the loss.
I am surprised it's not, a Sunday night football game, though.
It never is.
A Tony Romo game, assuming. CBS game,
yeah.
Which is going to be really annoying because, God, he loves Josh Allen so
much. Did
you guys
hear that Tony Romo calls, 10 of our games this season?
Yeah. Like Tony Romo until, it's like he changed, it makes me wonder. There was this rumor going around, and I'm going on a segue here, but there was a rumor that they didn't like him ruining plays of what was going to occur for teams so that they made him stop doing that. And I'm that's why I loved listening to Tony Romo. Yeah. I don't like listening to his love affair and love letters to all these quarterbacks and other players on other teams. I miss the old Tony, but I think there's a rumor he got in trouble for ruining plays for teams.
I mean, he definitely probably did, but year one Tony was the best Tony.
He was great. Even though we seem to have a curse with him, it was still I loved listening to his breakdown of plays and what he thought was going to happen.
That's the curse. So many games with him this year.
So many. I know we broke that curse. Mahomes breaks curses.
No, probably because teams would go back and watch the game and see what he's calling before they even get in formation. You know what I mean? So I can see how that could be an issue, a worldly issue, but
if you're a professional in the NFL, shouldn't you be able to do that anyway?
Call it already, right?
Why does it matter?
Patrick would be able to be oh, da da da.
Yeah, same.
Chris Jones would be like, oh.
Tom Brady can probably do the same thing. You know, Tom Brady could, if he was doing his analyst job and he's sitting here, he could probably break down and play just like.
Exactly. Better than Tony, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's enough about the Bills.
Sorry, tangents.
Yeah, that went on for a while, guys.
My bad, y'all.
So make sure you check into the podcast week 14 for us
going. Yeah. We'll have a lot to say.
But week 15, Monday Night Football against the Patriots at Gillette.
This is a game that, so I have us going 14-3. But this is one of our games where I feel like while we should win this game, I feel like it could be a trap game. Foxborough can be a tough place to play, though the Chiefs tend to be one of the teams that that rule doesn't typically apply to. I actually went up and looked up the record of, and the Chiefs were on top of playing at Foxborough and winning. But for whatever reason, I look at this game and it's between Buffalo and then, you know, we get all hyped up for the Buffalo game. And then we've got New England. And New England, I feel like, is a team where they do have talent, but I feel like they get overlooked. But they have Bill Belichick.
Exactly.
So I think the Chiefs should win this game, but it would not shock me for it to be a trap game.
I'm right there with you. I have us 14-3, but I'm mixed on who we take that second loss to. And I'm between the Packers, the Bills, and the Patriots, because I think one of those games we're going to take a loss. And I don't know which one that is. But like you said, I think this could be a trap game. Yeah. Patriots and Packers are my two like trap games, because Bills, they're a better team than both those teams. But yeah, I think Patriots have a great defense. They're going to be on a mission to beat a bunch of teams.
Yeah.
They were the old dynasty. We're the new dynasty. They could be like on some weird, like, let's beat the Chiefs kind of thing. So,
I mean, everybody gets that way.
I'm going to say we're going to beat them, but it could be like a weird trap game.
Yeah.
I was winning. Yeah.
We should.
I was going to. Yeah. Patrick, I feel like he plays better on the road than at home.
Isn't that weird? I swear our team doesn't last make year
he does and he doesn't.
He last year he did really well through until like the bye week.
Yeah.
And then like there was a few games.
Last year we lost one game at home and one game at home, two games on the road last season.
Yeah.
So
it's weird. I was winning this game, though, even though I feel like adrenaline will be high coming off of that Bills game the week before at Arrowhead. It is a Monday night game, so it does give them one more day of, like, rest or practice or however they feel like spending that 24 hours traveling.
Yeah, we have two Monday games in a row, don't we?
Sunday. Yep. Yes. So the next game is week 16 Raiders, but we already talked about sweeping them, right?
Yeah, it's on Christmas. It's at noon. I may be going with my mom.
Yeah, that's our second noon game. That's our only.
And it's the only reason I can potentially go, because it's
our second noon game, and it's honestly like a primetime game.
It is. Yes. That's crazy. And
a lot of people are upset. It's so weird. A lot of people are upset because they're like, we want to spend Christmas with our family. And I'm like, the family member, like, we're going to the Chiefs game, right? Like, as a family?
Okay. Right. Like,
we're
I,
all
so
going, right?
My mom and I went to, I don't remember who, I feel like we played against Denver. And it was like, it was a Christmas Eve game. I feel like it was Christmas. Maybe it was Christmas Day, but it was like Christmas Day night or something. And we played Denver. And it was like 75 degrees outside. It was a Christmas, I think it was Christmas night. And like, we went there and it was like, the most fun game. You've got all the people in their Christmas stuff. They're all happy. Yeah. And like, man, it was so much fun. Like, take your family, go to the game. I'm lucky. This sounds weird. I'm lucky. My family's a big Christmas Eve family. Like, we do all our stuff on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Day, my mom and I are like, we're not doing anything. We should see if we can get tickets to this game. If people are going to be selling them, let's try to get them cheap and go. So I'm excited about the game. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there. I can't wait. It'll be a lot of fun. My family, I don't really have like young nieces anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, give me money.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, like we'll eat and then go to the game. So I'm excited. I can't wait for that. So I don't know what happened to Lexi.
Yeah, Alexi ran away.
Sorry, my charger thing fell and I had to get it replugged in.
Sorry about that. All right, week 17. New Year's Eve. at home against the Bengals.
All right.
3:20.
New Year's Eve is my least favorite holiday. Okay? It's my least favorite holiday. I'm not... Anyway,
my mom's birthday.
It was the last night I got to spend with my dad. So it's like, it's not my happy day. So like, I now have to sit here and like prepare for this super stressful game on a day where like I have to work on my mental health so much to try to be a happy, positive person around my family. And it's like, I just don't know if my brain can handle a game like that on New Year's Eve, like just to be real. And, but here, set aside all my emotions for a second, which is really hard, but this game is too important to lose at this stage. It's at home. It could be potentially for home field advantage because I feel the Bengals are the second best team in the AFC. I think that is who we are going to be fighting for home field advantage for once again. I think it's going to be the Bengals. And I just think, with our record against the Bengals, they're a whole like, 3-1. Congratulations on your regular season wins, Bengals fans. Your mayor being a total
Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. Like
the biggest thing I've read in my life today.
Right. It's so silly. It's just dumb. So like I still have a bad taste in my mouth of all the trash talk, and I'm not even a player. All the trash talking that happened last game, all the mayor talking. All of that. I still have a bad taste in my mouth. Bengals fans and Kansas City fans, we hate each other. It's fine. Well, I mean, I don't hate y'all, but y'all seem to – there's a lot of emotion, okay? I just don't see how the Chiefs could give up this game, especially with it being at home. The home field advantage for that game is going to be astronomical because our fans are going to be out of their minds.
They don't have to go to work the next day.
Like they're going to be insane. Okay. Chiefs do not lose that game. I used to have it as a win loss. I take it back. It's a win. 100%.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys, I think Jody, you saw it. I'm not sure if Chrissy saw it today, but Tyler Boyd, one of their wide receivers, said he one-upped us because they got Orlando Brown Jr. as their left tackle. And I think that's hilarious because we beat you in the AFC Championship game last year and won the Super Bowl. So you didn't one-up us on anything. Sorry.
Yeah. And he was like, if I were fully healthy, we would have won that game. I'm like, oh, because we weren't?
Because like, we didn't have Juju, Kadarius, and basically everyone else out. Except
we had MVS and Justin Watson. Justin Watson. No. Did we? We had Marcus Kemp.
No, we had
Justin Watson, MVS.
Yes.
Justin Watson was sick, wasn't he?
I feel like he was sick, wasn't he?
We literally Justin had Watson? MVS and Marcus Kemp.
And then Patrick was on one leg.
That's what we had.
Travis Kelce, but like, we had.
And Patrick was on one leg. So I don't want to hear any of Tyler Boyd's like, if I were healthy, grow up and just.
Snead had a concussion, right?
Yeah, Snead had a concussion.
It was disgusting.
I think.
Tyler Boyd got me all of my feelings.
Regardless.
We didn't have like 6 people. It was nasty.
Yeah. No, we were down a ton of people and we still won.
It was me, you, and Chrissy.
We had no business winning that game with who we had left and how injured we were.
A comment I have.
Is that the game Mecole came back for and went out? No.
Yeah. I feel like he had two receptions and then he couldn't play anymore.
He got hurt and went out, right?
Yeah. Like he tried. Like, God bless Mecole. But
and
yeah.
And went
yeah.
out.
One thing I will say about MVS for that game, he's actually someone I'm really excited to watch next season with Patrick. I feel like in Green Bay, he was always overshadowed by Devontae Adams, rightfully so, right? Devontae Adams is one of the best wide receivers in the league.
Yeah.
But I feel like in those big games with Aaron Rodgers, MVS never got his chance to shine. And in this particular game, like I've rewatched our AFC Championship game and our Super Bowl, like too many stupid times to count.
Yeah.
But MVS in that game, I don't know if you guys watched like the mic up, but he's like, I'm not going home without it. I'm not going home without it. And he says it over and over. And he got his chance to like show how freaking awesome he is. And I'm really excited for him this next season. I think he was phenomenal this game. He was like the wide receiver one. It was his chance to step up. He did so, so good. And it was just such a good game. But anyways, regardless of all of that from the last year, I do think the last two regular seasons, we've had to play them at Paycor at their stadium. So
yeah.
You guys said, I think the environment's going to be different. I think we will beat them here. And I think it's a must win because it's going to be for seeding at the end of it. So
I definitely have us winning this game. And it's a little frustrating because we're probably going to play them again within like two or three.
Yeah.
So like we're going to play them like back to back again, right. Kind of like last season was.
Yeah.
So, no, sorry. Not like last
season. Two seasons ago.
We're going to play them. We're going to win here. And we need to win again. So yeah. I know we didn't talk about this either, but our back half of the schedule is our team gets the least amount of rest out of every team in the NFL, the back half of the schedule, just from traveling and the times of the games and things like that. Yeah. So not only will we have a team who will be like not necessarily exhausted, but they don't have the amount of rest that the other teams are going to get. So I could see them going into this game being fatigued after playing the Raiders. Like the Raiders always beat up on us. Even though we win, they beat up. They're very physical with us.
Very physical.
So I could see us going into this game and just being like, Jesus Christ. I mean, like, seriously, it goes Eagles, Raiders, Packers, Bills, Patriots, Raiders, Bengals. Like,
that
back half of the schedule is a gauntlet. Not saying that we're not winning out. But we're playing against some teams who want to beat us up. They want to get back down. They don't want our team to succeed. So I can see this being a very difficult game. I see us winning by like a field goal or something. I feel like someone's going to have an error and that's who wins the game.
Hasn't every game been by like 3 points?
Every game has been by 3 points. Yeah. Totally fine. Let's win by four, right? But I do have a swing this game. And this is definitely going to be one of those games where it decides on if we play at home or do we want to continue the Arrowhead Invitational or do we want to go somewhere else and do it, which I think Patrick will be just fine on the road.
Yeah.
I
don't know this season.
No concerns about Patrick on the road anytime.
Right. No. So did y'all say winner? I said win for this game.
Yeah.
Oh, so win. Yeah.
Win, right? But I do think it'll be hell, and I cannot wait to see Orlando Brown be terrible.
Oh, I can't wait. Chris Jones is going to feast.
It's great. I can't wait to see what Juwan does. I just can't wait.
George Karloftis, like, I think of him more as like a speed rusher. Like, he's quick. Good luck, Orlando Brown.
Love it. I can't wait. I'm thrilled.
I hope you guys have a running back who can play left tackle.
Yeah.
Just saying. Sorry. Shout out to you, McKinnon. Shout out.
Our last regular game.
We love you, McKinnon.
Our last regular game of the season does not have a date. It's a TBD date. Fun fact. Oh, and they also, I don't remember if you guys, I don't know if you guys remember, but they also said that some of the Thursday night games between week 13 and week
18 could be flexed.
To be flexed, but they have to have a 23 days notice. I think that's also really interesting, too, because you say you care about player safety, and it's really giving that you don't. So we don't know what day of the week this Thursday night game is going to – I mean, this week 18 game is going to be, but it is at SoFi. It is in L.A., and I'm thinking that they think that this is going to be the game that decides who wins the division, and that would be stupid.
If we let that happen, then something bad happened.
Something terrible happened.
Yeah.
Around weeks.
Don't the Bengals play the Chargers this year?
Yes, they do.
I am so looking forward to that.
No, the Bills do, and I'm really excited about
it. Do they both play
the Chargers too?
Hold on, I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Yeah, I was gonna say
they both play because I was like, finally, about time. I think we win this game because I don't think we can lose any games this season. The AFC is a gauntlet. There are so many great teams that we're not even playing this season, i.e. The Ravens, who are fully stacked and loaded this year.
They don't play the Bengals.
No, they don't. They do play the Bills, though, and I'm excited.
They play them late. They play them December 23rd.
Okay.
Great.
The Chargers bye week is week 5.
That's awful.
So
with a team as injury prone as the Chargers, wow.
That actually might change my thought on this game.
Sucks to suck.
Week
the five. Ravens are really, isn't the Ravens by week super early too?
I'll look.
I actually think theirs is like before week seven too. But I think we win this Chargers game just because, like I said, we can't lose any games, especially after the bye week. I think we have to – I have us actually winning out after the bye just because I don't think we can really afford to lose if we want that first place, if we want that AFC championship game at Arrowhead.
Ravens bye week is week 13, so they're good.
Oh, okay, good. Someone has a super early one, and I was just like,
okay, we have two different comments that are contradicting each other. Now I'm confused.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. I need to go see where that
the Bills play the.
Okay, so the Bills play the Chargers at SoFi. The Bills will probably like that.
They should win that game, though.
They should.
Yeah. They should win week 13.
Yeah. They should.
Yeah. Y'all didn't say 15 thoughts.
I think that it's an AFC game. I don't think that the AFC is going to be so put away that we get to rest our starters. I just don't see that happening. So I think the Chiefs play really well at SoFi, and our fans travel really, really well. So I say this is a win for the Chiefs. I don't see us losing week 18. It's just too important. We're normally on a good thing.
We're playing the whole game, too. I was playing the entire game.
Yeah, same. So Jody, just like last season, the whole game.
Yeah. I'm not even thinking the Bengals because their bye week is week 7. So that's an early
one. Oh, maybe. I just remember being like, wow, somebody's bye week is way
better than that one. But with the Chargers, our final game of the season, I think everything comes down to seeding for this game. So last season, we had to play the Raiders with our starters because we had to get that number one seed.
Right.
And we annihilated the Raiders. So
yeah,
I think
that was great.
My theory on this game is if we play our starters and we have to have the number one seed, we play and we win. If we don't and we already have the number one seed locked down, then I think we rest our starters and we might lose. That's my theory on it.
And it just
that's the only way I see us losing.
I think it really depends on where the Bengals are at, where the Ravens are at, where the Bills are at. Because they also might be, last year we remember there was about 5 weeks there where us, the Bengals, and the Bills were rotating the one.
That's the thing,
So, I mean,
I think
the AFC is way too much of a gauntlet. I don't think anybody's resting anybody.
The Bengals and the Bills have really hard schedules this season as well. And the Chargers. Like, everyone has a hard schedule. So, I don't think it's – yeah, I think it's going to come down to that number one seed. And I think if we're able to rest people, then great. And we have that locked in. But
and it may be the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Like, it may be the fourth quarter, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think Jacksonville, like, this is what, like, we need to – I can't wait till we do, like, divisions, too, and we look at everybody's schedule. Because, like, who knows? Like, Jacksonville might be playing for either the division or a wild card. And I have them winning their division this year again. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
and I think kind of a hot take, but I think kind of like Patrick's rookie year, like, if we have that number one seed locked down, I think the Chargers could start Max Duggan?
Yeah, their backup. Mm-hmm.
Their backup that they drafted this season over Herbert. Like, if they're not in contention, I think they could start it.
If he's hurt, I mean, didn't you just say they had a super early bye?
Week 5. It's
That's
terrible.
Awful. You still
That's
have to
so bad.
Weeks of football?
That's awful.
Oh, that is awful. I think a bye week in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about?
I think there's a number of factors this game comes down to. So it's hard to say for sure. Yeah. But.
Well, okay, overall season prediction. I really, 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 really think we're going to go 13-4, but I can't find our fourth loss. And I tried really, really hard to find our fourth loss. So as of today, May whatever. Is it June?
May 30th. Yeah.
May 30th.
Like, is it June? So today I have us being 14-3, but that may change as we get closer to the season.
I have us going 14-3. But the thing is I feel, I know I don't ever anticipate a team going 20-0, but when you're a team like the Chiefs, every single game is winnable. So that's why it's hard to choose which game should be our losses. Cause
yeah,
every game is winnable. So, but I have us going 14-3 and my losses are just kind of like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Same
here. I am 14-3. And I think as you guys follow our podcast throughout the season, you're going to see us predicting every game is a win pretty much because we don't doubt our
Chiefs. It's not that we're biased. We're just that good.
But it's, you almost can't because we do have a chance to win every single game. And that's such a good feeling as a fan. So I really do think we have a chance to win every game. I think there's probably 3 or 4 losses in there we could take. Right now I have us 14-3. That could change depending on how the rest of the offseason goes. But yeah.
I mean, you never know who's going to be the Broncos this year. Who's going to be the team that's supposed to be that good and they stink.
Right. Exactly. There will be that
team. There's always a team like that. Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I also think a lot of the teams, I do think at least like 2 of the teams that made the playoffs in the AFC last year will not make it this year. So I think the playoffs look a lot different going into this year too.
Yeah, and I know that we talked about shouting people out on Twitter.
I was just gonna say that.
We had so many of you respond that it would probably take 10 minutes to go through you all. So, but I do want to say a majority of the replies that I got were saying 14-3, 13-4. There might have been a couple 12-5s. There was 11-6, and I was like, hold on, like who?
Okay, here, I'm going to try to do this really quick. I'm going to list off some names.
Oh, now you're going to make me feel bad because I'm not
really quick. Lucas Ashford, 17-0. DJ Wickstrom, 14-3. Mark Gunnels, 14-3. Kansas City Chief for Life, Bleed Red, 13-4. KSU Sith Lord, 13-4. Al Taff, 20-0. Alpha Silver Fox 15-2, Zira 14-3, Manny 14-2. I think he threw a game in there. 14-3, Manny. Jody Baker 13-4, Holly 14-3, Will, who's a Charger fan, he has us going 12-5. Of course. Paul Super Bowl Pacheco is his name. 14-3, Kyle 13-4, Soul of Arrowhead 15-2. Casey Sugimom, 808, not sure how to say that, 15-2. Russ Golden, 14-3. Steve Cashman, 13-4. Blake.
3 more, Lexi, 3 more.
Blake, I know what I'm saying, like it would take 10 minutes to get there.
Eddie Resurrection, 14-3. Ariel Little, 14-3. There
you go. So if you want to see what everybody else predicted, please go check on Kingdom Queens page right now. And if you did not give your prediction, shame on you. Go there now. Retweet.
Shame on you.
Your prediction.
For shame.
Shame. Shame on you. Shame. Well, that's all I got, ladies. We went to
the stadium.
Pretty proud
of that. That was fun. I
like
that.
I mean, we went to 1.5 hours, but we did not have a show last week. So it balances out.
We made up for it. I apologize about that.
Me too. We were both sick. Chrissy and I were sick last week, so we apologize.
I was good. It wasn't me.
Yeah, Jody was like, she was like, well, I guess.
I'm like, are y'all sure y'all are sick?
Jody's like, you're calling in sick already?
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Like, I barely had a voice. Medicine. I haven't even been able to sing in my car because I don't have a voice to sing, and y'all know how much it makes me sad. It's like my favorite thing to do. I sound like a...
And I had a migraine that wanted my head to fall off last week.
Oh, my God. Same. It was horrible. I've been battling bronchitis, and it's been the best thing ever.
You know what? We're back. We're stronger than ever. Our predictions might change, like we said, but this is a way too early, fun little prediction for you guys.
Way too early.
So I'm excited. I think we have a fantastic schedule. I don't think we have a lot of trap games. I think we should win all of our games, but realistically, we'll probably lose a few.
Yeah, we're definitely going to call every game as a win when the season starts. No.
We did last season.
That's disgusting. I'm going to hold myself accountable to what I said.
Hey, I do want to give a shout out real quick, considering we were talking about last season. Megan Hall,
That's my
girl. We had her on to talk the Colts, and all of us were just like, yeah, we're going to beat the Colts. She's like, I don't know, man. Colts seem to have the Chiefs number, and she was right.
So I literally just told her she could never come on our podcast.
We don't play the Colts this year. It's fine. She can come on and talk.
You guys want me back on? I was probably in the summer, Megan. Probably
come in the off season.
You can never come on during the season ever again.
But, you know, we don't play the Colts, so she can come on because we don't play the Colts.
Sure.
It'll be fine. But hey guys, if you look on our screen, you can see all of the places that you can follow us, like, subscribe, tweet, comment, everything. We love when you guys get involved and chat with us on all the different platforms. So make sure that you go to those places and like and subscribe and all that. You can find us every week on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Time. We love being out with you guys. We'll be back next week. And until next time, your queens have spoken.
Bye, guys.
And we might have a special guest again soon. So stay tuned.